Radio Prague News.
The European Commission has welcomed the Czech ban on spirits exports. Czech spirits producers have come up with their own suggestions on how to end the prohibition on hard liquor. And Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg is set to meet with US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Washington later on Friday. The European Commission on Friday welcomed the government-imposed ban on exports of spirits with higher than 20% volume of alcohol made in response to the methanol crisis. The Czech Health Ministry issued the immediate ban on Thursday night under pressure from the Commission, which threatened to impose their own ban that could last for up to 2 months, arguing consumers in other EU countries have the right to the same level of protection against methanolate spirits as those in the Czech Republic. Any future lifting of the ban will, however, have to be consulted with the European Commission, a spokesman for the European Commission for Health and Consumer Policy said. Czech spirits producers have come up with their own suggestions on how to end the state-imposed prohibition of hard liquor. At a news conference on Friday, members of the Union of Spirits Producers and Importers said the authorities should ban the sales of spirits produced by firms in whose products dangerous levels of methanol were found, and they should lift the ban for products with certified origin. Products whose origin cannot be identified should also be pulled off the market. The producers also suggest that a coordination body should be established to oversee the regulation of the market. The police discovered some 6,000 liters of suspicious liquid in a warehouse complex in the northeastern city of Opava on Thursday. The authorities are now waiting for the results of tests to confirm whether the liquid was used in the production of bootleg liquor. The warehouse is used by a firm from Ostrava, which deals, among other things, in windshield washer liquid that contains antifreeze. No connection between the firm and the production of bootleg liquor has been established so far, the police said. 23 people have been arrested today in connection with the methanol crisis. Czech trade unions on Friday criticized the draft of the state budget for 2013. Union leader Jaroslav Zavadil said the draft's most serious shortcoming was that both its revenues and expenditures were based on legislation that has not yet come into effect. The draft state budget includes a deficit of 100 billion crowns, or 2.9% of the GDP. However, the draft is based on the assumption that the Czech GDP will grow by around 1% next year and that new tax legislation will come into effect in January 2013. However, trade unions leaders say the deficit could in reality amount up to 160 billion crowns. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg is in the United States, where he's set to meet the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton later on Friday. The officials will discuss, among other issues, their positions on the war in Afghanistan, Iran's nuclear program, and the Czech-US Treaty on the Protection of Investments. During his US trip, the Czech Foreign Minister will also attend a session of the UN General Assembly. Hundreds of people came to Prague's Strašnice crematorium on Friday to pay their last respects to the popular Czech actor Radoslav Brzobohatý, who died last week at the age of 79. The funeral service was attended by the Archbishop of Prague, Cardinal Dominik Duka, as well as a number of Czech actors, singers and other artists. Radoslav Brzobohatý, who passed away on September the 12th, a day before his 80th birthday, appeared in more than 70 films during his long career, including the acclaimed movies All My Compatriots from 1968 and The Ear from 1970. And finally, in football, Viktoria Plzeň beat Portugal's Académica Coimbra 3-1 in Plzeň on Thursday night in their opening game of Group B of UEFA's Europa League. Plzeň were losing 1-0 after the first half but scored three times in the second to win their first 3 points in the competition. The other Czech team, which qualified for this season's Europa League, Sparta Prague, lost 2-1 to Olympique Lyonnais in France on Thursday. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be mostly overcast with some rain showers and early morning frost. Daytime highs should range between 15 and 19 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trendec, the end of the news.